Minho stood and grabbed Albie's arms, then nodded toward his feet.
Grab those smelly suckers. We gotta carry him over to the door. Give him one body that's easy to find in the morning.
Thomas couldn't believe how morbid a statement that was.
How can this be happening?
He screamed to the walls, turning in a circle. He felt close to losing it once and for all.
Quit your crying. You should have followed the rules and stayed inside. Now come on, grab his legs.
Wincing at the growing cramps in his gut, Thomas walked over and lifted Albie's feet as he was told. They half-carried, half-dragged the almost lifeless body 100 feet or so to the vertical crack of the door, where Minho propped Albie up against the wall in a semi-sitting position. Albie's chest rose and fell with struggled breaths, but his skin was drenched in sweat. He looked like he wouldn't last much longer.
"Where was he bitten?" Thomas asked. "Can you see it? They don't freaking bite you. They prick you. And no, you can't see it. There could be dozens all over his body."
Minho folded his arms and leaned against the wall. For some reason, Thomas thought the word prick sounded a lot worse than bite.
"Prick you? What does that mean?" "Dude, you just have to see them to know what I'm talking about."
Thomas pointed at Minho's arms, then his legs.
"Well, why didn't the thing prick you?"
Minho held his hands out.
"Maybe it did. Maybe I'll collapse any second."
Thomas began, but didn't know how to finish. He couldn't tell if Minho had been serious.
"There was no they, just the one we thought was dead. It went nuts and stung Albie, but then ran away."
Minho looked back into the maze, which was now almost completely dark with nighttime.
"But I'm sure it and a whole bunch of them suckers will be here soon to finish us off with their needles."
"Needles?" Things just kept sounding more and more disturbing to Thomas.
"Yeah, needles."
He didn't elaborate, and his face said he didn't plan to. Thomas looked up at the enormous walls covered in thick vines. Desperation had finally clicked him into problem-solving mode.
"Can't we climb this thing?"
He looked at Minho, who didn't say a word.
"The vines! Can't we climb them?"
Minho let out a frustrated sigh.
"I swear, Greenie, you must think we're a bunch of idiots. You really think we've never had the ingenious thought of climbing the freaking walls?"
For the first time, Thomas felt anger creeping in to compete with his fear and panic.
"I'm just trying to help, man. Why don't you quit moping at every word I say and talk to me?"
Minho abruptly jumped at Thomas and grabbed him by the shirt.
"You don't understand, shuckface. You don't know anything, and you're just making it worse by trying to have hope. We're dead, you hear me? Dead!"
Thomas didn't know which he felt more strongly at that moment, anger at Minho or pity for him. He was giving up too easily. Minho looked down at his hands clasped to Thomas's shirt, and shame washed across his face. Slowly, he let go and backed away. Thomas straightened his clothes defiantly.
"Ah, man. Oh, man,"
Minho whispered, then crumpled to the ground, burying his face in clenched fists.
"I've never been this scared before, dude. Not like this."
Thomas wanted to say something. Tell him to grow up. Tell him to think. Tell him to explain everything he knew. Something. He opened his mouth to speak, but closed it quickly when he heard the noise. Minho's head popped up. He looked down one of the darkened stone corridors. Thomas felt his own breath quicken. It came from deep within the maze, a low, haunting sound, a constant whirring that had a metallic ring every few seconds, like sharp knives rubbing against each other. It grew louder by the second, and then a series of eerie clicks joined in. Thomas thought of long fingernails tapping against glass. A hollow moan filled the air, and then something that sounded like the clanking of chains. All of it together was horrifying, and the small amount of courage Thomas had gathered began to slip away. Minho stood, his face barely visible in the dying light. But when he spoke, Thomas imagined his eyes wide with terror.
"We have to split up. It's our only chance. Just keep moving. Don't stop moving."
And then he turned and ran, disappearing in seconds, swallowed by the maze and darkness.